The Assembly Natural Resources Committee approved the plan on a 10-6 vote, with two Republicans joining majority Democrats in supporting the bill. It would essentially reverse a decision of 14 years ago that put the DNR secretary under the governor's control. Madison Democratic sponsor Spencer Black says it's important to give that power back to the Natural Resources Board so that future secretaries are insulated from day-to-day politics.
That's because decisions about our outdoors should be based on science and what's best for outdoors, not based on what's best for politicians or what special interests want.
But that insulation is exactly what critics of this plan don't like. West Salem Republican Mike Hipsch says it sets up a situation where a narrow majority of the Natural Resources Board and an unelected secretary could make decisions that are strongly opposed by governors and the voting public.
You change this, you take away that accountability by the voting public, you provide a so-called independent board, and essentially what you've removed is the public input on one of the most important things that our state oversees.
A state Senate panel will take up an identical bill later this morning. Governor Jim Doyle once supported the plan but changed his stance this year, saying the current system keeps the DNR more accountable. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.